Welcome to the Road Trip Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ray. Today, we look at the future, the present, and the past of NTTA's flagship road. And to do that, I'm joined by NTTA's Project Communications Manager, Brian Sanfilippo. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
I know you bring good news with you. What's the latest in your department? What projects are you talking about?
Well, last month, our board of directors unanimously approved construction contracts for an extension of the Dallas North Tollway. We're going to pick up where we left off last year when we built a bridge over US 380. And now we're going to go an additional 6 miles north up to FM 428 through Prosper and to Salina.
People have asked, is the demand there? You probably have heard it in your department. It seems like it very much is.
Yes. We heard from a lot of folks last year when we opened the bridge over US 380. It was very popular. It really cuts down on time for those. They don't have to stop at US 380. So it's very convenient.
So that was a fairly recent opening on the bridge. We're still kind of living in the afterglow of that. But we always think of the future. What's the timing of the new project, the new lanes through Prosper and Salina?
Well, we're expecting to get out there and start turning dirt in spring 2024. 6 mile extension. We're going to have 3 main lanes in each direction once it's finished. So that's really when the project will kick off pretty soon here. I mean, we're already in January, so it's coming up soon.
Yes, that's the thing about it. It does tend to creep up on you when you announce it, but then the completion date comes a lot faster than you thought. So speaking of that, kind of have a good feel for what's happening in the future. Presently, though, I see a lot of work on the Dallas North Tollway through the Frisco area. Right? What's going on specifically in that area?
In Frisco, we have a widening project going where we're going to add a 4th lane in each direction, starting down at the Sam Rayburn Tollway. About a 9 mile stretch of road there that involves a couple different things in it. We also have widening bridges as well, and we're also going to reconstruct bridges over Fields Parkway to kind of accommodate development over there. Last year, started the process of rebuilding the northbound bridge. If people have driven that way, we've shifted all the traffic to the southbound bridge, and hopefully early on this year we'll be able to complete that northbound bridge, shift all the traffic over to the new one, and then we'll work on reconstructing the southbound bridge so that we have newer, wider bridges in that area.
Well, that's a lot, because that's what the public demands. Every time we check in online, we see a new company, it seems, or group of people who are moving to North Texas. So I know the demand is there, and we're racing to keep up with it.
We are. We're trying to keep up with growth here in the region. It's been pretty incredible, all the cities in this area that are making it onto national lists of fastest growing cities in the country. And we have some of them right here, and we're trying to be, as our mission statement says, deliver transportation solutions to the region.
Well, we're certainly doing that. If new people or longtime residents want to know what's going on, how to keep up with projects, how do they do that?
We have several ways for you to keep up with what we have going, what we're doing out there on the roads. One way would be to sign up for our newsletters. You can do that through our website. On each project page, we have a subscribe button, and we send those out about quarterly, let you know what we've completed recently, what's on the way, what you can expect. And then another way is just through social media channels. We try to put out videos with updates of where we are, what we've done recently. And another important thing that we do as well are traffic advisories on all our social media channels. You can find out, because we know how road construction works. We're trying to let you know if we have to close a lane here or if there's going to be a detour upcoming so that you can be prepared. We'll let you know the days and the times. Those are two great ways to keep up with what we have going.
As always, we appreciate the visit. A lot of information there. We appreciate it. And like you said, you can go to ntta.org and get as much information as you'd like to. And if you have any questions about what you've heard today or NTTA in general, contact me, please, at mray@ntta.org. That's mrey@ntta.org. Thanks for listening. And as always, we ask you, please drive safely.